David Bridger's head basketball coach of King City. Wildcats will finish up the King City tournament tonight. Then they'll have their GRC crossover game that is planned for next week. I guess they got Worth County and then the GRC crossover game. And, the one thing that you were kind of doing, Coach, when we visited last, and this was at the tail end of the Stanbury tournament, was it had appeared that you'd really put together, you know, some pretty consistent basketball. And, you know, because of that, you put together, you know, a nice little winning streak. Now, at the time, I think North Andrew and the semi or Mound City had ended that, but you look like you figured out enough ways to make the plays down the stretch to beat South Nottoway. And what was as good of a signature win is probably what you've had this year.
That is very true. We were playing really well right then, and we were definitely doing a lot of good things. And obviously, the games that we played and won show that. But since then, part of the things we've been battling all year is consistency. And right now, we're going through a streak right now. And then when you lose a little bit, it looks on your confidence a little bit. So we're battling that again. But, I think we'll get through it. And like anything else, need to be tested. And, the old saying is, what doesn't kill you, it only makes you stronger. So that's the way we're looking at it.
Okay, he did, come out of the South Nottoway game with a league game against Pattonsburg. Now, they're a far younger team this year, put up a lot of points. They're not a great King City matches up very favorably in King City's favor to Pattonsburg. He had a lot of points on the board and put it away. It looked pretty handily. So I assume, from what you could tell, you played fairly well in that Tuesday after the tournament.
Yes, we did. We played well that game, moved the ball around, steered the ball, and like I said, it continued to look like we were, headed, in the right direction in spite of losing the game in the King City tournament to Stanbury. But getting prepared for the rematch of the conference game, I was still pretty confident. We had a couple of good days of practice. And then, so we read in and played well that night. But then when we got to Friday, the Stanbury game, obviously we came out a little flat, got better so the hole, and it made a tough night for us.
Okay, that game put you into the King City tournament then, and Albany was first-round opponent, beat Albany 46-21. Was that game similar to the conference game you played with him?
Very similar. Offensively, we didn't play. We played pretty well. Defensively, despite the fact that, score-wise, it looks like we did, we really allowed Albany to move the ball where we wanted to, which has led to some problems for us. And right now, that's one of our biggest things we got to get corrected is we're not playing with the same intensity on the defensive end than we were going through our best stretch there through the Stanbury tournament, beat Stanbury and South Nottoway in those teams.
Yeah, because if you don't have that, then I could see it where you have a matchup like you had last night with DeKalb where that really causes problems because, at least the way you want to defend, if you're going to have to defend that way, if you don't bring defensive intensity, DeKalb doesn't just have one that can go by you. They did. They made you pay really with that, when they turned the corner of the high post a bunch of times last night. They either led to a layup or it led to an assist.
Yes, it did. We, it was very frustrating because we don't play screens like that. And for whatever reasons, we got in the habit. We wouldn't get up there and hit that screen. And then when he came around the corner, our post people wouldn't pick up the ball. They hit Gardner Pearson, which led to those layups. And, offensively last night, we got off to a really good start and was moving the ball well, and we got out to the lead with the press and everything, and then all of a sudden, we just couldn't defend. And, DeKalb played well. They did a lot of good things, but they really didn't do anything we really weren't prepared for, but like you said, the way I like to defend, you got to bring the intensity. And you know, when they kind of started scoring, it knocked us on our heels a little bit. And unfortunately, we couldn't fight out of it.
Okay, but as you mentioned, you got, you know, some games here. Some of these are even rematch games where, you know, there's a lot. Basketball's a long enough season. There's a lot of ebbs and flows and things. Yeah, you know, I guess you're what, in perpetual adjustment mode.
I couldn't quite. I lost there, buddy. Sorry.
I guess the one thing about the basketball season, it's really long enough that, you know, there's a lot of ebbs and flows, and it's just a matter of being a perpetual adjustment. I would guess. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I would agree with that. That's some of these kids, even though we got kids back, a lot of my players don't have all that much experience on the floor. And as you start playing the season and people have made adjustments and this and that and figured out, you know, all the roles of their team and things, you know, teams are definitely getting better. And right now we're going through a period of adjustment where we haven't adjusted as, to our opponents the way we should have.
David Bridger is the head basketball coach of King City.